The Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. My name is Chris Schalk, and I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. And right here, right alongside in the Studo Financial Studios, is Kristen Hillebrandt, and she's Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right. Did you have a big weekend?
I did. I love this time of year.
I know you do. I know you do. I do, too. I don't like the days getting a little shorter, but I do like the cool mornings, like the cool evenings, you know, because I'm a big guy, and I perspire quite a bit. So,
well, we all do.
Okay. All right. So sure. I'm a big guy, and so that's that happens, and it is. It's just a pretty time of the year, and there's a lot going on. And we need to jump right in because you've got something going on. I mean, it's coming right up like
tonight. Yes, that's right. And I'm so glad to be able to talk about it on the air with you, Chris, because you know that I absolutely love cut flowers.
And really?
I'm going to keep on going.
Yeah, just keep on going.
I could get off track.
Yeah,
really
I know. And you're very good with cut flowers. And it's becoming very popular.
Yes, it is. And this is a program that we have coming up. Like we said, it's going to be happening tonight. And tonight is September the 20th at 5:30. But if you are interested in learning more about how to grow and sell commercial cut flowers, that would be a really good class to attend. And what we're focusing on tonight is specific structures that you can grow those cut flowers in. So a lot of times there's a lot of field production of cut flowers, and those are great, but there's probably some things that you can do through season extension, which would be using some what they call low tunnels or caterpillar tunnels. And that's how you make a frame, kind of basically a hoop. And then you put over, you know, some different type of, depending on what you have planted, it'll tell you exactly what kind of layer of plastic or even remay that you need to put on there. But anyway, it's going to be focusing on low tunnels and also high tunnels. We have a lot of people putting in our area in South Central Kentucky different high tunnel structures, and I feel like a lot of the times they always go to the edible side. Well, you can actually make a high tunnel, especially if you've got more than one. You can make one that's really good, especially for crop rotation practices, because when you have a high tunnel structure, it's permanent. So it's going to stay there. And so if, you know, a lot of times people will put the same thing in there year after year after year, and then you get the buildup of all these different types of insects and diseases. So if you've got something that you could put in a high tunnel that also be something that where you can make money off of, that's even better. So specifically those two structures are going to be talked about, as well as some other techniques and tips that you can utilize for field production as well. But I'm really excited because the speaker for this evening, I've never had a chance to listen to him through a professional type program, but it's Dr. William Owen, and he's our new greenhouse specialist. He's got some kind of teaching things that he does with the university as well. But he's had some research through Michigan and also at Purdue when he got some of his master's and also his doctorate. So I'm really excited that we'll be able to hear him talk about specific things that relate to commercial cut flower production in those structures. So it'll be a really good type of a program where you can pick up things about growing cut flowers in the structures. The other great thing, Chris, about this program is that it's absolutely virtual. So you don't have to physically be in person at a location. You can just join us via Zoom. So we're going to be using the Zoom platform, and it's probably going to last about an hour and 30 minutes. We try not to go past that, but we also want to get some information from you so that way we can plan for some of these future cut flower short courses that we have coming up and even in the near future. So that's the whole reason why we're doing this program, is just to help flower farms kind of get established here in Kentucky. And there has been a lot more that have established in the last little bit, and I feel like a lot of it has to do with COVID.
All right, so real quickly, how do we get registered?
Yes, so it's really easy to get registered. If you're interested, you can reach out to the Warren County Extension Office if you like, or if you're a Facebook user, check out Warren County Agriculture. There's a link to get registered. If you have trouble finding that, you can always give us a call at 270-842-1681, and we'll be glad to get that information over to you. There's also, on the flyer, there's a QR code, so if you have a smartphone, just scan over it like you're going to take a picture, and it'll take you right to the link to register. Basically, just your contact information and what type of grower you are, beginning, intermediate, or advanced.
All right, so we're going to call today and get registered.
Yes.
And it starts at what time tonight?
5:30 on Central Time, and for you guys that are on Eastern, it is 6:30.
All right, 5:30 tonight, the Cut Flyer, virtual Cut Flyer short course. Call the Warren County Extension office. We can still get you signed up.
That's right, that's right.
All right. Well, folks, we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop, brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and our friends over at Hobdy, Dye, and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.